Here's a question that puzzled scientists for centuries. Why does a wire carrying electric current affect a compass needle nearby? Today, we'll uncover exactly what's going on and derive the magnetic field around a long, straight wire. A moving charge creates a magnetic field around it. In a wire, billions of electrons drift along together, and their combined effect is a magnetic field that curls in circles around the wire. This is Oersted's discovery from 1820. Here's the right-hand rule, the single most useful trick for magnetism. Point your right thumb in the direction the current flows. Your fingers curl in exactly the direction the magnetic field circles around the wire. Now let's set up the geometry carefully before we write any equations. We have a long, straight wire carrying current I. We want to find the field at a perpendicular distance or from the wire's center. To derive the exact formula, we use Ampere's law, one of the four fundamental laws of electromagnetism. We draw an imaginary circular loop of radius r centered on the wire, called an Amperian loop. Now let's work the integral. Because B has the same magnitude all the way around the loop, and it's always parallel to dl, the dot product is just B times the circumference 2πr. The enclosed current is simply I. And there it is. The formula for the magnetic field of a long, straight wire. B equals mu naught I over 2πr. Let's box that result. Let's check the formula makes physical sense. If the current doubles, B doubles. That's proportional. Makes sense. If R doubles, B halves, the field weakens as you move away. And if I equals zero, B equals zero. No current, no field. Perfect. Here's the trap students fall into. The R in this formula is the perpendicular distance from the wire. Not the distance along the wire, and not measured at some angle. Always draw a right angle from the wire to your point. Let's try a quick number. A wire carries 5 amperes of current. What's the magnetic field 10 centimeters away? Plug in. Mu naught is 4 pi times 10 to the minus 7. I is 5. R is 0.1 meters. You get B equals 10 microtesla. Try it yourself.